Well, we are concerned that the downgrading of the standing army is continuing. And, you know, we have a great position on the world stage as one of the leading peacekeeping forces in the world. And we're also concerned that, you know, there was no standalone minister for defence in the last previous two governments. And now, you know, with the possibility of a border poll and maybe the unexpected consequences of that vote, you know, that we need Ireland to be able to stand on its own two feet for its defence and for its security and for its information. So we do need, and I've spoke to a lot of army personnel, you know, they're saying that their accommodation and their equipment and, you know, the whole morale of the force is not in a good place. So I think Ireland needs to prioritise its long-term security and safety by restoring the army to what it was, rebuilding the numbers, and to give them proper pay and conditions to respect what they do for our nation.
Do you not think Angar the Shir Khanna is doing a good enough job security-wise and other aspects that you have mentioned there?
Well, absolutely that the Gardaí are doing a good job, but their numbers are depleting also. So we need to ensure, with the volatility that's around the world at the moment, we need to play our part to secure peace all over the world. So if we haven't got the manpower and the personnel to deliver that peace or to play our part on the world stage, we need to ensure that we have properly equipped, properly trained Garda and Army personnel to secure our own future. I think we're very concerned that we're going to be consumed into a European army. I think that we have to resist that, and we have to ensure that we have a Minister for Defence to be able to stand on his own two feet in government to secure our neutrality and our position on the world stage as peacekeepers.